Yes, sir. Would you hold on one minute? This is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
I believe it's not, sir.
Thank you, sir.
What is your name, sir?
Michael Windham.
Okay, sir.
What's that?
Could you just state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record, sir?
All right. Michael Ray Windham, 293-872.
Okay, so you're playing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal, our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir.
All right.
Mr. Windham, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Would you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm going to hire an attorney.
So are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board would make a determination whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Wendell.
All right.
You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to allow the directors of your assigned parole. Well, let me go back over this. Okay, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 27, 2017, as directed in writing on October 26, 2017. The vendor is actively avoiding supervision, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Windham, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Second by, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Neal, agree Dr. Wright. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir. Then give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
On February 27, 2017, Mr. Windham was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 21st, 2018 by Tempe PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 21st, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 16th, 2018, which reflects 267 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, burglary tools possession, 1 year. 2014, burglary second degree, 3.5 years. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term of DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate with alcohol noted. However, after his return to DOC, on August 14th and August 15th of this year, he received disciplinary for refusing to program. Guilty violation, a minor violation. Other arrest, 2017, I mean 2000, that charge was not filed. 2011, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And all other charges resulted, or all other arrests resulted in the charges that were either dismissed or not filed. This community risk score is a G1B3.
Okay, so I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your brother, Lawrence Wendell, at 12516 North 121st Avenue, Elm Lodge. You maintained your residence there until October 27th of 2017. So why did you leave that residence?
Actually, my brother and my sister-in-law had split up. I had stayed there for a while after they had split up. I then lived with my aunt after that, and that didn't even last long at all. It was less than a week that I even stayed with my aunt.
So how long did you stay with your aunt for less than a week? But what did you do after that, sir?
I was staying with my girlfriend at that time.
Okay, well, were you working during that period of time?
Well, sorry, what was that?
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was working.
And where were you working at?
I was doing drywall on new houses.
Okay, you were doing drywall on different houses. So it looks like, sir, that you had to take a UA. You were responsible for submitting 15 UAs. You submitted 10 negative UAs and 4 missed UAs. You submitted a positive UA for cocaine on September 27th of 2017. Then on October 30th, the CEO spoke to a J&J tire shop who stated that you had not worked there for approximately a month. So, why did you miss those 4 UAs, sir?
To be honest, I was dirty. That's why I didn't go dropping at all.
Well, you were doing good. Looks like you did 10 negative ones. What happened? What caused you to relapse, sir?
I'm sorry, one more time?
What caused you to relapse?
I was stressing a lot. Not that that's an excuse, because, I mean, I could have easily controlled it, but I just let it get the best of me.
So you were gone for 267 days. What were you doing during that period of time?
I was doing drywall. I was working. I got my girlfriend pregnant. I just had a baby on Friday, this Friday. You know, I was still working. I wasn't getting in trouble. I mean, as you can see. And, you know, I was kind of, you know, just trying to stay out of trouble.
Okay. What happened when you came in contact with Tempe Police Department?
I had relapsed and I had overdosed, and the ambulance was called and they took me to the hospital.
Well, how are you doing now, sir?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How are you doing now?
Now I'm good. I mean, from my picture on my ID to now, I think there's a humongous change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard because I just had a baby. You know, I'm in here, but you know, I made the choice to do that, and you know, I gotta face the consequences for it.
All right, so I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay.
So there's still no additional questions coming from the actual board. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion for your hearing, sir?
I mean, like I said, I'm responsible for what I did. There's no reason for make excuses for it. Also that, you know, I just had a child on Friday. Anyway, you can take that into consideration. My girlfriend and my newborn child need me, as well as my other kids. You know, I'll respect whatever decision that you guys make, and I appreciate you taking the time to hear me.
Well, congratulations on your newborn, sir. Is that your first one?
It's my third one, actually. My second girl.
It's your third one, huh?
Yeah, it's my third one, my second girl, and my girlfriend has 3 boys. It's her first girl, so she's really excited.
All right, so what's that, 4 or 5 all together?
Sorry, what's that?
So you said your girlfriend has 3 and you have 3?
Yeah, she has 3 boys. This is her first girl.
Oh, okay.
So she's really excited.
All right. All right, well, Mr. Wendland, the board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion.
Yes, sir.
We'll make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Thank you.
All right. The board is now in discussion. We've had an opportunity to talk to Mr. Wendland. He did relapse and start back to using drugs, and then he was absconding for 267 days. He was doing very well at first. He had 10 grades that he came back, and they were all negative, and then he started to have a relapse. He says that he originally was staying with his father, and they lost that place, and he went to stay with his aunt, and after he stayed with his aunt, he was only there for about a week or so, then he moved in with his girlfriend, who just recently had a little girl. Now that he's been incarcerated, he said that he came in contact with 10 people. He says he was also had overdosed and had to be taken to the hospital, but he hasn't been doing any drugs since he's been incarcerated, and says that he's doing well now, which, you know, I'm glad to hear that. He doesn't have, you know, a lot of prior convictions. He does have these burglaries that he got in 2014 that he actually has. However, he has these 267 days of being in absconder, which is just very difficult to look over the 267 days that he was absconder. And although he just had a child, he will be released in a little less than 3 months. So November 16th of 2018, he'll be released. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and hopefully he can get back with his girlfriend, and they can raise their kids together, and he not have any negative contact with law enforcement again. I have to come back before this board again. That is my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no further discussion coming from my colleagues, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Wendland, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, or probably about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as he did relapse and start to use drugs, as well as he was an absconder for 267 days. We don't know exactly what he was doing during that period of time. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Neal, and agreed, Dr. Wright. Mr. Wendland.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released in a little less than 3 months from now, November 16th of this year. So at that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely. So we want to wish you the best of luck and congratulate you on the birth of your child. And hopefully when you get out, sir, you'll be a productive citizen, not having negative contact with law enforcement. I have to come back before this board again. Sir, I do want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Okay. And if you